I was in the middle of reading a book that is more famous for its length and density than its actual storyline a few weeks ago. While talking about it over dinner, Jock hit me with, "Okay, real test of if you're enjoying it. Do you wish you'd written it?" "No," I shook my head. "I don't wish I'd written this book. Frankly, I can't imagine waking up in the morning and feeling that this was the book I had to write." This prompted the discussion of, "Well, what book do you wish you had written?" Jock pointed at me and cracked a joke about all of Shakespeare, even the duds. "No," I shook my head. "Because for me, the joy of the bard's work is the constant rediscovery, and to be part of a 400-plus-year ongoing conversation about the greatest body of dramatic literature ever produced. If you write it, your interpretation is the trump card." "Okay, well, what about Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman? It's probably my favorite book. I mean, I read it once a week. But if I had written it, I wouldn't reread it for joy and pleasure, because instead of laughing at the jokes and enjoying the footnotes, I'd see every bit of struggle and all the editing, and it would be a totally different experience." So if it's not the book you enjoyed the most, is it the book that had the greatest impact on shaping your worldview? Is it the book that changed society? After much hemming and hawing, I finally admitted that the book I wish I had the talent, the vision, and the ability to write is The Moon Is Down by John Steinbeck. That is a story that I can understand staying awake nights with it gnawing at your heels, feeling like you can't go on until you fulfill this need to say what is burning within. It's disarmingly slim, less than 120 pages, but each word, each line, is loaded. Quote, "By 10:45 it was all over. The town was occupied, the defenders defeated, and the war finished." End quote. So opens one of Steinbeck's less well-known books in America. I say less well-known in America because compared to the popularity of Mice and Men, Grapes of Wrath, Travels with Charlie and the Pearl, it's far down the list. But across the world, it has been carefully translated and mimeographed and handed around furtively in dark corners since it appeared in 1942. It follows the events of a small, unnamed coastal village during a war. The village is strategically interesting to the enemy, who, using a local collaborator to lay the groundwork, stage a completely unexpected occupation. In the following pages, we watch the villagers respond, each differently, to this turn of events. We know of sanctioned translations in Denmark, Norway, Holland, Spain, Mexico, Hungary, France, Turkey, Taiwan, Japan, Egypt, Sweden, Brazil, Korea, India, Iran, and Poland, to name but a few. But where has it gone in secret? That we can only guess. Steinbeck himself was surprised by just what reach that had. He recounted meeting the Italian man who had translated the book and produced 500 copies for the resistance during Mussolini's reign. This in a country where the possession of that book at that time was a capital offense. Similar projects were undertaken in France, Holland, and Denmark during World War II. But back home, the book was panned by reviewers and virtually disregarded. Quote, "You know, I'm afraid. I've been thinking of all the ways to escape, to get out of it. I've been thinking of running away. I've been thinking of pleading for my life, and it makes me ashamed." The man-elected mayor confesses at the beginning of his arrest to one of his oldest friends, who is also awaiting execution. And as their moments on earth unfold, they ruminate upon the fate of the village and the villagers after their executions. Finally, they agree. They can't arrest a mayor, because the mayor is an idea conceived by free men, and it will escape arrest.